Inspired by the example of Christopher Columbus, many of us travel great distances for reasons that are not always well thought out. We don't travel by sea anymore, of course. We fly. It is one of the many paradoxes of the modern age that while long-distance travel has grown infinitely faster and more convenient, short distances are much harder than they used to be. No conveyance in 1492 took as much time to cover 3 miles as the 57th Street crosstown bus in Manhattan, or moved as slowly as the Belt Parkway near Kennedy Airport. That's why we need long weekends, not to fly to Europe or the Bahamas, which is easy, but to get to and through the airport, which is not. We also need the extra time to pack. We travel fast, but we have fallen woefully behind our ancestors in the matter of travelling light. Ordinary sailors on the Santa Maria, setting out on a voyage of months or years into the unknown, were allowed only the most minimal carry-on baggage, one set of canvas work clothes. Their officers might have a small sea chest with one good shore-going outfit and some spare underwear, but that was about it. The hold of the ship was reserved for important things like barrels of wine. Since the time of Columbus, the definition of carry-on baggage has expanded beyond all reason. The modern long-distance traveller off for a long weekend in Des Moines, Iowa, carries enough stuff to sink the Santa Maria 40 fathoms deep. It is astonishing what some people will try to carry onto a crowded plane. Most airlines provide a small box or framework at check-in with a sign explaining that this is the maximum size for carry-on baggage. I have never, ever seen anybody use one of these. Passengers arrive at the gate loaded down like refugees with great garment bags containing not human garments, apparently, but cold-weather outfits for hippopotamuses, plus duffel bags, purses the size of the Goodyear blimp, portable computers, briefcases, shoulder bags, overstuffed shopping bags, and, of course, babies, with all their complicated equipment. A heavier-than-air flying machine is a paradox in itself. It would seem to be in everyone's interest to keep it as light and buoyant as possible. But no, not only do we have to carry the dead weight of all these excess carry-ons, but down below we can hear and sometimes see truckload after truckload of vast fat suitcases being loaded into the hold. You get the impression that the owners just put their cases by the door and swept the contents of the house right into them. Columbus travelled light, but he is yesterday's hero. The age of discovery on Earth is over, and the only mysteries left are in deep space. Just think how much baggage our bold astronauts will need for a voyage of years into deep space. Thousands of suitcases, numerous changes of leisure wear, tons of pharmaceuticals, mountains of toiletries, and probably a few babies too. We're trapped by the surly bonds of Earth, not because we lack Columbus's spirit of adventure, but because our excess baggage weighs us down. This is David Boucher.